Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov in Yisrael Pilchas, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shein of Asi Yeshua Fala. Okay, we have the packet for Parshas Vaschanan. Yeah, you have it?
Hope so.
Yeah, the packet that has Orach, Chamisha Chum Shei Torah and Perish Orach Chaim. You have that packet in front of you? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Vaschanan. The Torah begins Vaschanan al Shem Ba'esa Hili Mor. So Moshe Rabbeinu davens to Hashem. He wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. And he says, Hashem Elokim, Atach Ilosa, Laharos Es Avducha, Es Godlucha, Es Yodcha, Hazaka. Now what's Ba'isahi? So the famous Rashi explains here that Ba'isahi says Rashi, Lachar shekavashti eres Sichon v'og. That after the land of Sichon v'og was conquered, so that has a shtickel kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So. Divisi shema huter haneder. So I thought, Moshe may say, I got into, it's a shtickel kedushas Eretz Yisrael already. So he felt that maybe now he's getting into Eretz Yisrael. See, it was Eretz Yichavog, some hold that's considered the Aratzus Hasmuchos, right? That is a halacha that one could. One can annex land to Eretz Yisrael. Like Rav Shechter said from Rav Soloveitchik, if it's close by, he can annex it and it could be a hosafa to Eretz Yisrael. So Mimela, so Moshe Rabbeinu is already partially in, so now he's, he wants to be fully in. And that's why he's davening at this point to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. And we know the famous Medrash Rabbah on page 8, Minay Shishpal Moshe Mosa Per Chamesh Meos V'Chamisha Asar Pa'amim. The Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillos. That's the gematria of Eschanan. It's 515. The 515 tefillos that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispala. So, what is this idea here of these tefillos? Why specifically now? So, there's a fascinating in the Sefer Yad Sholom on page 2021. Says Vaschanan al Shem Beisa Hilei Mor Dikdik Borachayim Hakadosh Yesh L'Das Omrum Beisa Hi Miutar. What's Beisa Hi? Divrei Rashi Yuduim Beisa Hi Lachar Chavashti Eretz Sichon V'Og. That's Beisa Hi.
Can you repeat the page, please?
That was page 21.
Thank you.
So Vidira Lomar, two lines from the bottom. So he wants to give another pshat why Moshe Rabbeinu starts to daven only once the Rashi's pshat is that because once you're in Eretz Yichud V'Og, that has a shtickel kedushas Eretz Yisrael already. So once you're there already, he thought that he could be able to get into the rest of Eretz Yisrael. But he's going to give a new pshat. So if you take a look on page 9 in the Gemara Yevama Samach Dalet, where it says, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Mahayu Avoseinu Akurim. How come the Avos had, some of them had problems having children? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mis'aved L'Tfiloshen Shel Tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to daven, so he's Mis'aved L'Tfiloshen Shel Tzadikim. So the Shalah HaKadosh on page 10 and 11 has an interesting shot in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mis'aved L'Tfiloshen Shel Tzadikim. Look here on page 11 at the bottom. Asher b'zeh muvan inyan pilpul Rachel v'Yakov hava libonim v'chayav Yakov b'Rachel v'chor yesh l'tmoa. Right, Yakov says, she says hava libonim imay meisa anochi, and Yakov gets upset. V'yichav Yakov b'Rachel. So why is he upset? Well, what's to be upset? She didn't have children. She wants children. L'chor yeshut moa. Moa chori ha'afazeh. Halo Rachel, v'masha omer havli banim, sh'ala kahogen. Ki kavanosa ha'iso yishpal avura. In other words, she was asking Yaakov to daven for her. And then Chazal say, Eichavid Yaakov kushis ha'talbid. Lama chayu ha'avos v'aymoos ha'koros. So why is Yaakov upset? Yaakov understands Hashem wants the tefillah, so he says, "Can you daven for me?" And then he gets upset. Why is he upset? Elo, ha'inyan Yaakov omer l'Rachel, Hashem mana mimech pribatim. He says, "Klomer eda kavana shemsavel l'tfila el habniyahu mimech." No, it's not why Hashem wants my tefila. It's something else. Why? Shezeh eda shaychela, because he says like this, that the only time Hakadosh Baruch Hu is misavet tefilashton shel tzadikim is in Eretz Yisrael, shechelik Hashem. But he says we're in Chutz Laaretz. And in Chutz La'aretz, we don't have the direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Tachas Memshelos HaSarim. Right? There's a Sar in every nation. And then that brings the Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mis'aved L'Tfiloshen Shel Tzadikim only in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what he says. HaTachas Elokim Anochi. So Yaakov says, HaTachas Elokim Anochi, meaning, literally means, am I God who didn't allow you to have children? Don't speak to me. But the Shalah says, no, that's what he means. Hasachas Alim Anochi means that I live in Chutz La'aretz, and we're not Tachas Hashem in Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, you can't ask me to daven because you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misavel Tfilosan Shal Tzadikin, because that's only in Eretz Yisrael. And I'm not Tachas Elokim. I'm not in Eretz Yisrael. Etc. So she says, he says that, no, still, Rachel says, you still should daven. Afal pisha nachtum chutzlar toil atfilu b'schuz zesh achnis tzorosi tzora levesi. Look, I was nice to my sister. I let her in. So you should still daven. Yir Hashem oni v'kabel atfila. And since I did such a thing, that I was nice to my sister, so such as chus, I should be able to, you know, have Hashem answer, and etc. Oh, so that's the Shalach Kodesh. Now let's get back to Parshas Veschanan. And the Yad Sholem says a fascinating pshat here. So let's take a look. He first the Kedushas Yontif, that was the Satmar Rebbe's father. On page 18, he quotes a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi is on page 14. Yerushalmi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shomer the Torah. Shomer is Mispar Ani Hashem. Ani Hu Shishimarti Mitzvaseh Shol Torah Tchila. Hashem says, I keep the Torah. You see, on page 15, it speaks about the Moadim, that Klal Yisrael makes the Moadim. That's the beginning of page 15. Hey, Elohei Moadai. In Kriyasa Mosom, Hey Moadai, Vim Lav Eina Moadai. So that's Klal Yisrael is involved in the Kriya of the Moados Yisrael. But Hashem, okay, so now let's take a look here. A fascinating shot here in the Yad Sholem. So he says like this, what's this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu all of a sudden is davening to Hashem? Veschanan al Hashem, 515. Veschanan Gematria, 515 Tfilas. He says, V'dir Ali, page 21 at the bottom, left side. Halpid Divrei HaShalah. So the Shalah says, Havali Badim, Fishachashra Hashem Yisparach Mona, because she thought Hashem was stopping the Tfilah, was stopping her from having kids, because he wants the Tzadikim to daven. Right? So Yaakov says, no, that only applies to Eretz Yisrael. Hasachas Elokim Adi, I don't live in Eretz Yisrael. I live in Chutz La'aretz. So that can't be the reason. So therefore he says, Lufi Zeh, page 22, paragraph Lufi Zeh. Lufi Zeh, Efshar Lomar, Dechol Zman Shehayu Bamidbar, Haya Moshe Rabbeinu Sove, Sheyotze Gzeir Balfanav Meshvua. He says, the whole time the Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, so Moshe Rabbeinu thought there was no hope for him. There's a shvua, he's not going to go in. Lachein lo sovio, sakal hazeh. Lachein is loshet shvua. And there's no way to bevatel the shvua. Yefshar levatel. Kikach, gozo chachmosu yizbarach. Alokevet shabala, but that's the pshat. Why all of a sudden is he davening? So Rashi said he's davening because he thought he's already in Eretz Yisrael. So once he's in, he's in. But he says a different word. He says he's in every sichem v'og. So sicha va'og is a shtick Eretz Yisrael. It's tachas yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misavel et filosot shatzadikim, says the Shalah, in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, once he is in partial Eretz Yisrael, in sicha va'og, so he says, oh, now I can start davening. Veschanan al Hashem. But dafka what? When he went into Eretz Yisrael. Because now, he's in the 500. He's davening the 515 tefillos because now he's in Eretz Sichem V'Og, which is part of Eretz Yisrael, and now he can daven. And he says maybe that's the pshat. That till now, HaKadosh Baruch, I wasn't davening, and the reason why Hashem is not letting me in, He wants me to daven. So now I'm going to daven. Hashem is masavin l'tefillos and sol tzadikim, but only in Israel. So that's what he says. Eschan al Hashem ba'esahi. Ba'esahi, that now we already conquered Sichem Va'og, and now I'm in the land of Sichem Va'og, which has a partial Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Now Veschan El Eisahi. Zehizchil is Palel, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, there was all the other years he wasn't davening for the going in, but now he davened the 515th Tfilos only Ba'esahi. Rachakosh, Akovash, Eretz Sichem Va'og. Vashizchil is Palel, Fish, Akadosh Baruch, Avel, Tfilosin, Shal Tzadikim. So Hashem says, no, Ravlach, don't daven anymore. Because Ein HaGzeira Mishum Sh'ani Misave. The Gzeira is not because that I want your tefillos. So therefore, don't bother. V'atam ki ein zeh b'mechidas Eretz Yisrael shu tachas yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'azu rakhu tachas harimal ki ein ha'gzerim b'shem shani b'sav l'tefillos v'mele ein mokem l'hosi b'tefillah v'atam ki ein zeh b'mechidas Eretz Yisrael. He says, because this is not the real Eretz Yisrael, and it's not going to help anyway. And then he says further, he says in the next piece, Eschanan al Hashem, Hashem says not to continue davening, because he davened the 515 tefillos. And now Hashem says, don't daven anymore. Why all of a sudden? So he says like this, Yesh Lomar, paragraph Yesh Lomar, page 22 on the left side, Yesh Lomar, Alpi Mashakosu, Mekdushas Yontif, says, he says a fascinating thing. Yesh Lacha lo Omru Chazal, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Shomer Mishmarto Shal Torah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu keeps the Torah. So he has one kasha, he says, the Kedush Yontif. Yadua, the mitzvah Yiras Hashem, he achas mitayig mitzvahs. That the mitzvah of Yiras Shemayim is one of the tayig mitzvahs. Hashem says, Yira me'Hashem ha'nichbad v'hanoira. So if Hashem is Mekayim the Torah, so how does Hashem Mekayim the mitzvah of Yiras Elokim? That's the Kedush Yontif's. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim Yiras Elokim? Right? So he says, you know what the pshat is? Because Rabbi Akiva says, "Es Hashem alokech hatira l'rabos talmidei chachamim." Me'ata shaper b'kayim Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah zu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu can be b'kayim the mitzvah of Yir Elokim from Yiras Talmid Chacham. And what's the idea? Because tzaddik goes there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. So if his tzaddik goes there, Hashem is Mekayim, that's Hashem's kiyum in the mitzvah of Yir Elokim. That Yir Elokim is not only Hashem, but Es, L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim, Es Hashem Elokech Hatira. So that's how he said, oh. So now he says, pshat, beautiful pshat, the Yad Sholom, Yusivizeh, Yesh Lomer, Tekshar, Rob Moshe Rabbeinu, Shekvar Nigzar, Gzeir, Bofanov. Moshe saw there was a Gzeri, he's not going to go into Eretz Israel. So he says, maybe the only Eitzah is, Lora Eitzah Cheres Rach Ligzor Gzeira. In other words, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu should make a Gzeira that he has to go in, and then Hashem has to listen to him. Shenishma Shalom Lekadis, Hechrech Yikayim Kiviyachal Kizeirasom, Chidas Vitigzor Omer Vyakim Locha. Tzadi Gozev, Zeh Osha Omer Tvilosa Lachrona. Why S God Lacha? S. What's the S? S. Why is he saying the S? Because he's saying Moshe Rabbeinu is saying I'm going to be Gozer now, and S is the S of S L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. So you would now have to be Mekayim the mitzvah of listening to Talmidei Chachamim. That's the way Hashem's ability to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yir Elokim through S L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. That's why the pasuk Atachi Lo Zaros S Avdecha S God Lacha. Because Moshe Rabbeinu says the Medrash, there's a different reason why that Hashem doesn't want to let him in. When the Meisei Midbar are resurrected, B'tchias HaMeisim, they're resurrected together with Moshe Rabbeinu. From the Bikish Mimenu Shalom Yigzor Gzera Al Kadosh Baruch Hu Kviyachol. So Mimela, that's why the rest of Klal Yisrael who needs to come in together with Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the escort of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why Hashem wanted him to stay in Chutz La'aretz. That so Hashem saying Al Tosef, I don't want you to make that Gzera, because. But in a chanami, so you see two things, the way I titled the shir, Malas HaTfila Be'eretz Yisrael, that we see that Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu is Avet V'Yosan Shat Tzadikim, Davkin Eretz Yisrael, that's why Moshe is davening right over there, the Koach HaTzadik Ligzor, that Tzadikim have certain koichas, a Koach Ligzor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu respects, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of Mekayim Yiras Elokim through the Yiras Talmid Chacham. And we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's that tefillah has a certain tefillah in Eretz Yisrael and the Koach HaTzadik Ligzor. And why, you see, everything's Hashkacha. Why HaKadosh Moshe Rabbeinu is davening right now? Why Ata Chilosa, right now he's davening? What's the Cheshvan? In other words, and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and why he's saying S. And you see the Hashkach of Hashem, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Marich, the Tzaddik, and the Talmid Chacham, and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and Bez Hashem, the Tisha B'Av should be a Zman, that we're Misabal Yisraelayim, we say Zoche V'Roa B'Nechamasa. So Bez Hashem, we should have that ability to see the Binyan Tzion, the Binyan Yerushalayim, the going into Eretz Yisrael, and the Koach HaTzadik Ligzor, and Bez Hashem, that we should have Yeshuas V'Nechamos, and we should all the Magefas of the world should go away through a Tefillah, the Tefillah in the Eretz Yisrael, and the Tefillah here also, and Bez Hashem, we should be able to come B'Tzion Marina, and Klal Yisrael should come Yusla Artzeinu, and we should have Refuas Yeshuas V'Nechamos, Lanu L'Kol Beis Yisrael. Amen. Okay, Rabosa, let me wish everyone have a meaningful Tisha B'Av, a good Shabbos, Nathan Bauer, and the Mayor, Kesselman, and Ari Merzov, and his son, and Pini Rapp, and Rav Harari, Rav Katan, and Rav Goldstein, and Rabbi Levy. We'll be well, and Bez Hashem will continue Shir on Monday, Bez Hashem.
Rabbi
Simon,
somebody sent me the packet, like Elon was sending it to me, and now he's
Can somebody send Natan, can you send Rabbi Goldstein?